We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Monday, November 10th, 2025. Lights, camera, and cross-continental flair. That's what filled the Knight Theater this weekend as the Spurlock Museum of World Cultures hosted the 4th annual CU International Film Festival. The event gave film lovers the chance to dress their best and get photographed on the red carpet. In the Central Core Gallery, attendees were greeted with concessions and refreshments as they gathered to anxiously await admittance into the theater. At the festival, WPGU News correspondent Grace Avila spoke to Brian Hunter, junior in LAS, who spoke to the importance of uplifting and sharing international work.
I think knowledge is power, and you can get knowledge from all over the globe. And as a matter of fact, you should probably search proactively to access as much knowledge as you can abroad, as well as domestically. I think it's very important.
Before the screenings began, CUIFF founder Max Libman gave opening remarks, where he announced that the film festival would be expanding to Los Angeles this spring alongside the annual CU-based events. With that, the film showcase kicked off. The first short, Alive, by Daniel Martinez and Rafa Cano Mendez, is a Spanish animated film which follows a father in a colorless world who drains his whimsical son of creativity until he learns that love restores their color. The second, Validation, by U.S. director Kurt Kuen, features cheerful parking attendant Hugh Newman, who spreads joy by complimenting everyone until he meets the dour Victoria, ultimately inspiring her to embrace happiness. The third, Leading Lady Parts, by English director Jessica Swale, humorously exposes Hollywood's unrealistic expectations of women, with actresses like Florence Pugh and Emilia Clarke facing absurd audition demands. The final centerpiece film was Ben Proudfoot's Academy Award-winning documentary short, The Queen of Basketball. Executive produced by Shaquille O'Neal and Stephen Curry, the film follows the life and legacy of Lucia Harris, the first woman drafted by the NBA, three-time AIAW national champion, and Olympic silver medalist. Following the screening, Libman presented an award commending Harris's legacy to her four children, who accepted the award on her behalf. Harris's daughter, Crystal Stewart, spoke to the significance of the film in regards to her mother's legacy.
Watching the Queen of Basketball gives the world a glimpse of who she was to so many, a trailblazer, a powerhouse, a woman whose name will forever be etched in history. But for us, it gives us something far greater, an oratory of her heart.
On the same theatrical note, this week at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, Anastasia will be shown from tomorrow until Saturday. Showtime begins at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, and there will be a final performance on Saturday at 2 p.m. The cast of Anastasia have been preparing for opening night since the beginning of October. Levi Petrine, a cast member playing the leading role as Anya, expressed their excitement for the production.
Every single person in this show brings something so wonderful to their character, and all of my colleagues are so talented, and it would mean just the world to have people come see.
General and student tickets are available to purchase online at krannertcenter.com/events/Anastasia. In sports, the Illini men's basketball team has been off to a hot start this season, scoring 113 points against both Jackson State Tigers and Florida Gulf Coast Eagles. However, they will have a much bigger test tomorrow as they face the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Illinois, currently ranked 17th, looks to stay undefeated against a Texas Tech team who ranks 10th. Against Florida Gulf Coast, Illinois made over half its field goals and went 30 for 34 at the free throw line. If the team wins, this will be its first rank win of the season and the first win against a top 10 team since beating number 9 Oregon in early January. The game will broadcast on FS1 at 7:30 p.m. Finally, in city news, are you looking for some tasty new treats? Spice up breakfast with Royal Donut, a new donut shop coming to the heart of Champaign. Originally opening in 1973, Royal Donut has been serving fresh donuts to Danville, Illinois for over 50 years. In 2021, the restaurant closed for a short period of time and reopened in 2022 with new owners who also own and run Mad Goat Coffee in Champaign and Danville. Its menu consists of a plethora of items to fill all your sweets and treat needs. From royal donut-themed mugs to royal cold brew and glazed Boston cream, there will surely be something for everyone. Royal Donut Champagne will be located at 1105 West Windsor Road, where Pandemonium Donuts, a well-loved donut shop that closed last July, used to reside. Royal Donut Champagne will have its grand opening this Tuesday at 6 a.m., and its daily hours will be from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week. For more information on the opening, check out royaldonut.com. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Audrey Sturwald, Finney Maximball, and Sophie Vansaggi. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.